Having just come off a week, or month, of gluttony, overspending and acquisitions of stuff, it may be time to reassess. I do love an open calendar or clean slate as such to do things differently in the new year. It's fun to track trends and see if what the influencers say comes true. Will things be completely innovative or will it be a case of what goes around comes around? While nobody has a crystal ball, there are companies and consultants whose job it is to forecast trends for the mainstream public. MyFitnessPal says it has seen a 70% increase in cottage cheese sales. I guess because it gives you protein and dairy. Protein is everything. Protein shakes, bars, cookies, cereal, powder. Everyone still trying to avoid the dreaded but delicious carbs. Those who track food sales suggest we will see lots of frozen foods, but with higher quality ingredients. Although, I can still get behind a Swanson entree, which was called Salisbury steak, but was more like a skinny burger floating in sauce. Consumer surveys from 2023 suggest 64% of us are eating at home more frequently. That may lead to the purchase of more countertop ovens and multi-purpose cooking appliances. Air fryers are still in vogue. Good to know, as I still have one in a box from a year ago. I also can applaud the 2024 trend of big jewelry, bigger and bolder with loads of self-expression. That is huge, chunky, statement-making sculptural pieces. I've got dressers full of it just waiting to weigh down my neck once again. There's a trend that really should never come back. In 2024, it may be the ones expected in the cosmetics world. Blue eyeshadow? No, please no. Pinterest says it is coming back. Yes, pastel blue eyeshadow. In fact, a lot of makeup with a bluish hue. Can Aquanet hairspray be far behind? In general, the powers that be say self-care will be big. In-home spa treatments with creams and lotions and potions. Shiny skin is to be all the rage. As for fashion, it seems like vintage is back from oversized sleeves, remember Seinfeld's puffy shirt? To bell bottoms and high-waisted pants. But, back to blue for a minute. Benjamin Moore's color of the year is Blue Nova, not too light but not too dark, and they suggest decorators pair it with orange. Personally, anything but the recent trend of gray interiors would bring me joy. In this new year, as always, there will be trendsetters. There will be those who resist trends and follow their own path. Still others who will do exactly as they've always done and remain in their comfort zones. Whatever you decide is your statement of how you want to present yourself to the world, and there's nothing wrong with that. It is always fun to see what is coming next on the runways and then giggle at how stupid it looks while sitting comfortably on the couch in ripped flannels. What's that saying? You do you and I'll do me, but I will not appear with blue eyeshadow in 2024 or ever.